My second reasoning for embracing the pre-trib position is found in 2 Thessalonians. 1 and 2 Thessalonians spoke to the uncertainties of those who lived in troubled times, with political persecution and economic hardship, mainly because of faith issues. It also addressed the issue of how they and we should live, knowing that the return of Jesus could be imminent. The church also wanted to know what happens to those still living when Jesus returns. Will his return be in their lifetime? What happens to those believers who have died before Jesus' return? What things should they look for prior to his coming? For the skeptics among us, who say that this teaching belongs only in the ancient archives, even Peter reminds his readers, and us, that God views time differently than we do. One day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The writer, in Thessalonians, gives an overview of what can be expected prior to our Lord's return. Apostasy or falling away from biblical truth, verse 3. The revealing of the man of lawlessness, the son of perdition, verse 3. This one who opposes and is puffed up with pride, being called by others God and as such to be worshipped, verse 4. The Antichrist will sit in the temple of God proclaiming himself to be God, verse 4. The Holy Spirit, who restrains him until now, will be removed. Then the lawless one will be revealed, verse 7. The Lord will return and destroy and abolish the lawless one, verse 8. You wonder, if this teaching is so clear, how people could be so easily deceived, even those who call themselves Christians. More on that on the next block. Paul clearly states that the Holy Spirit will be removed before the full force of evil brought by the Antichrist is unleashed. Only then can the satanic rule, encapsulating in the Middle East, be fully realized. So why am I a pre-trib? Back to the promises of Jesus in John 15. When Jesus returned to heaven, he stated this to his disciples and to us. I will ask the Father, and he will send another paraclete to you, that he might be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth. I will not leave you orphaned. He remains with you and will be in you. This happened at Pentecost and is still relevant this day. But then, will the Holy Spirit leave without us, as stated in 2 Thessalonians? Clearly not. If God makes a promise, then he always stands by his word. Or as the Bible says, all the promises find their yes in him. When the Holy Spirit leaves, the church leaves with him. That's why I'm a pre-trib. So what difference should this make in my life or yours? Stay tuned. The story is still being written. Blessings.